game, is there a particular aspect of the defensive execution that you liked the most?
No, I mean, I thought we were pretty good, just kind of transition. I thought we did a good job keeping the line of transition. I know we ended up with 17 turnovers. I think a few of those came in the fourth quarter. I think we had two, three in the first half, something like that. So we did a good job not turning the ball over, which they do a great job again on the transition. And then I thought just our details on the execution of their personnel was good.
Joe, Jalen talked this morning about locking in mentally. It's January. It's, you know, guys maybe not feeling 100%. Then they came out today and kind of like followed up on that. And then what does it say about them? It's just kind of like put some of that stuff that's been bothering you in the last 5 games aside and come out and play a little bit more crisp.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to get better. I mean, since that time of year, we have to get better. So whether you win or lose, the next day's film session is the most important day. And we have to have a clear understanding of where we're at, the things that we have to do to become a better team. So credit to those guys that, you know, start with Jalen. They have that mentality, and that's the goal tomorrow. They land, we go to film, figure out where we're going to get better.
You guys scored 52 points in the second quarter, one of the highest scoring quarters in franchise history. What went into generating the quality of looks you got there?
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to go back and watch, but I thought, you know, obviously we're making shots, and that helps. But I thought we played with a high level of pace. You know, it was a tough game. I mean, they just got off the West Coast trip. We know how that game went for us, the first game that we got back from there. So, you know, I thought we just wanted to take advantage of the pace that we played with. So, we got obviously made every shot, but I think it was our ability to just get out and run, pit stops.
From training camp to now, in terms of that getting better, that process of doing that, where have you seen you guys come the most from camp, like where you had some emphasis to now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that we have to make a decision every day, so I don't know that we can just say this is where we're at now. I mean, we could lose it all tomorrow. It's everything. It's just the process of that goes into winning. Defending at a high level, understanding the details, rebounding, offensive execution, timing, scoring, situational basketball, game plan execution. Just we've got to make a decision every day to get better.
What about the way defense is like starting to react to Ant and the way he's played recently can allow you guys to do offensively? What's that combined into the respective pressure?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, throughout his career, he's seen a bunch of different coverages. And, you know, with other, you know, the weapons that we have, you know, whatever coverage he's playing against, it's his goal to create the 2-on-1. So, however that happens between him and the big, it's a relationship that continues to get better. But he's doing a good job creating 2-on-1s and making the right play for himself and friends.
Joe, it feels like you guys did a good job of rotating and closing out. And like those, like, when you close out to the game tonight, and how much does that, one, you know, obviously helping you, but also helping you to close out?
Yeah, I mean, really, you know, against them, you have to, they're a good shooting team, so tonight they were a little off. They missed some easy ones, so we got to do a good job of just, you know, not getting up in the air and where they create 2-on-1s or you follow them where they get dunks or putbacks and stuff like that. So I said, I thought our details were pretty good as far as our closeouts, and they test those. So I thought we were able to do that too.
Sam really started to hunt the record when he was one shot. Did you tell him he had a limited amount of time?
It's a credit to him. I think he should. When you're in a situation like that, go after it. I think it's a credit to his teammates. I just kind of said, I'll give it a feel. Obviously, you don't want to disrespect the game or leave him out there for too long. And so I thought we gave it a shot, but didn't come up with it and kind of move on. So, but I thought, you know, obviously he deserves to go after something like that. I thought his teammates did a great job trying to find him.
What's the balance of being hard on the guys and wanting perfection again when it works out, like the second quarter, kind of applauding what they've done?
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's a good question. I mean, it's just a balance of you know, toughness and grace. I mean, it's a long season. So, you know, like I said, just because we played well tonight doesn't mean anything the next day. And if we had lost tonight, it doesn't mean anything the next day. And I think you just have to keep it as that. You know, as long as we can come in the next day not knowing if we won or lost, we just get better. And I think the guys do a great job of whether we lose a close game, whether we, you know, win, come in the next game, we can't tell what the past result was. Just going to keep that up. So, you know, I think the guys are doing that, and I'm just going to keep making that decision.
Did you, in the last one, being a long season,
the question coming up Friday. I always go back to Ecclesiastes. I think it's important, you know, especially in the season when there's narratives and storylines and all a bunch of made-up stuff that just comes up every 24 hours. If you can keep your focus on vanity is vanity and today's the most important day, and it also means really nothing in the grand scheme of things. You can kind of have that balance and perspective that kind of keeps you where you need to be throughout the season.